Good morning, everyone. This is today's Dharma Espresso on the path of manifesting the Dharma body. This path consists of two practices. Number one, opening the true mind, and number two, integrating the true mind. Yesterday, I talked about opening the true mind. Today, I'll talk about integrating the true mind. Integrating the true mind means returning to your true self. This return does not mean that we go far, go astray, and now find our way home. It's a reminder that the true mind is always there. I am here. I am right here in the light. You don't have to go far to find me. Now we go out to serve, to practice the transformation of Kuan Yin, to open the true mind in the dualistic universe, to bring light into the darkness, and always remember that we are the light. So, integration means always reminding ourselves, I am home. I am at home. The path of integration consists of the following practice steps. Usually, after practicing the path of openness, we pause for a while. Then, with joined palms, we recite the mantra.
Sili sili om banamang riling hali om wisala wisala hum bancha.
Then, with hands down on our knees, we sit still for a bit. While sitting silently, think that our life is full of suffering, obstacles, injustice, misunderstandings, and sad things. Sometimes we get misunderstood and no one understands us. Sometimes unfortunate things happen to us, but we have no one with whom to share. Sometimes we feel mistreated and we don't know how to express our feelings. Or many times we feel sad or hurt and no one is there to sympathize with our suffering. It's quite insightful if we can remember these things because they are the shadows in our heart, the dark universe of the emotions skanda. Sometimes we are very sick, suffering deeply with painful illnesses, and during that time, no one comes to visit us, no one shows care. Nobody brings us a glass of tea, or cooks us soup or porridge. We feel so bad for ourselves. Or when we experience failures and do not know how to share with anyone. Those times are called shadows. In that darkness, take 3 or 5 minutes to remember those things or re-experience them. Join our hands together, open our palms, visualize the seed syllable ga, and say like this. Although I am in the shadows, in my suffering, hardship, with many emotions suffocating me extremely, I still have my inner light, which has never disappeared. I am still the light. I accept my shadow. I do not resist or dismiss it. I know my suffering. Therefore, I open my hand to look at the seed syllable, ga. I embrace that shadow. It doesn't have to disappear. We embrace all suffering, misunderstanding, injustice, because they are the nature of the universe. When you accept it, that acceptance itself is the light, not any other light. We open the light from the inside out, accept everything without the need to express to others the injustice we bear or to seek sympathy from others. No, all we need is the sympathy from our heart because our heart itself is aware of all this and will sympathize. This acceptance is the greatest light, the first light, and also the brightest light that will make us smile instead of retaliating or sulking, thinking that people don't understand or sympathize with us. We no longer hold these kind of thoughts because this acceptance has opened our heart. Our heart becomes stronger, bigger, and deeper than the persons who hurt us or the suffering they brought us. Now we integrate with our heart, with the light of the seed syllable, ga, with our inner light, which is always shining brightly, but we just forgot it. What is integration? It's to accept it all and bring that light right into our life, It's the awareness and acceptance of all suffering, injustices, unpleasant matters, and all matters that make us feel angry, feel irritated, and sulk. It's the awareness of our face, its arrogance, unpleasantness, meanness, or even cruelty hiding under our masks of kindness and gentleness and lurking behind our ordinary gentle words. We still have ego, yet when we accept our whole being, including our bad side, that acceptance is the light. It's the light of the true mind, the light of the seed syllable ga. We need to be strong. Being strong means not being afraid, never making excuses, never thinking that we are incomparably good, never thinking that we are the standard by which to judge people. And don't expect to change anyone, but hope that our inner light can open and accept our own shadows. Then the seed syllable ga will be extremely bright and clear, and that will be the start of the path of integration. After that, what will you practice next? It will be the practice of six hands. Fearlessness hand and eye, da. Sweet dew hand and eye, sa. Sun essence mani hand and eye, ba. Moon essence mani hand and eye, ta. And lastly, thousand hands and eyes, da. When we recite the six hands mantra, remember to form the hand mudras properly. Thus, the path of integration is different from the path of openness. Path of openness, we only form the samadhi mudra, sit silently, and recite the mantras. Path of integration, we have to raise our hand, form the gesture called hand mudra, and recite five rounds of one time and one time. When we join our palms, we will recite like this.
Shili shili om bunamang reling hale om wisala wisala hum bancha. Shili shili om bunamang reling hale om wisala wisala hum bancha. Shili shili om bunamang reling hale om wisala wisala hum bancha. Shili shili om bunamang reling hale om wisala wisala hum bancha. Shili shili om bunamang reling hale om wisala wisala hum bancha.
It's very important we recite five rounds of one time and one time. Recite six hands mantras continuously. When you come to the last hand, the hand of the thousand hands and eyes, form the samadhi mudra and sit silently. What do you visualize at that time? Do you visualize the column of light? No. Do you visualize the moon shape sphere and the transformation body of Kuan Yin? No. Then what do we visualize? We visualize ourselves as the light of the thousand hand and eyes, seed syllable, da, turning into the limitless and boundless light. We become the boundless light. There is nowhere that the light doesn't illuminate. We illuminate very brightly. That endless and boundless light is our Dharma body, not our reward body, because we have returned to our Dharma body. Therefore, the path of integration is very important. We have to cultivate openness, visualize the column of light, and finally return to our boundless light. Thus, this is a cycle that makes us return to our endless and boundless Dharma body. It begins with the acceptance, and accepting your shadows is our endless and boundless light. Thank you for listening to the Path of Integration today. I wish you a happy, quiet, and awakening day.